You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, last Thursday, some common sense prevailed with more than a little coercion from civil society and non-profits and opposition politics, as well as government backtracked on its decision to ban large parts of e-commerce. The COVID-19 pandemic lockdown has prompted a surge in e-commerce transactions. According to a recent Nielsen syndicated study on the impact of the lockdown on consumer behavior in the country, there's been a sharp uptick of South African shopping online, unsurprisingly, with 37% of the respondents saying they're shopping more online than they have in the past. Nielsen South Africa retail lead Gareth Patterson is on the line. Gareth, welcome. What does your survey reveal about where South Africans are shopping?
Good evening, Michael. Thanks for the time. So, look, I think from a South African perspective, what COVID has done is locked everybody, you know, close to proximity to where they live, having to shop, around where their neighborhood is. And obviously, from an online perspective, what we've seen is consumers opting for the safe bet of trying to make sure that they get their groceries without it being able to have to interact on brick and mortar. But unfortunately, South Africans at the moment still very low percentage of food and grocery spent online. So, of course, we've seen that increase of that need, however, been very difficult in this environment.
I think what has been revealed in this environment is those retailers who perhaps paid lip service to having an online offering, and when you go and try and use it, you put 45 minutes into putting a cart together only to be told at the checkout that your groceries are going to be delivered by the middle of next month. There just hasn't been the capacity to deal with that surge in demand. Did that come through in any of the questions that you asked consumers?
Sure. So I think a little bit of background from a neutral perspective for the retailers is, I mean, we've seen that unprecedented demand increase. And I think in South Africa, pre-COVID, at about 1 to 1.5% of sales online. And I think nobody expected such a big increase so quickly to be able to scale the service. So absolutely, there hasn't been smooth sailing for everybody. But at the same time, I think we do have to feel for the retailers who have, in the background with regards to cost to upscale, to not only from a courier delivery perspective, but the equipment for cooler boxes, space in store, pickers that have to do this to be able to increase so quickly. So I think we do have to think about that from that perspective. It could have gone better, but at the same time, that is quite a big demand in such a short space.
Yeah, I think the only time retailers really gear up for that kind of influx of demand are around Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and it really caught everyone by surprise. In the long-term view, and just to conclude, Gareth, do you see this shifting consumer behavior and accelerating this trend that already had been in evidence in the background towards online?
Yeah, sure. From a grocery perspective, I don't see it going backwards, if that makes sense. So there's been a scale up, and again, just reiterating, from 1 to 1.5%, we've probably starting to see that climb to 2, 2.5, maybe 3% as COVID has accelerated this trend. Will it go backwards? No, but will it increase to 10-15% in the short term for food? I don't see that happening.
Gareth Patterson, Nielsen South Africa retailer lead, with some excellent insights into its recent consumer survey into the shopping habits of South African consumers. I'm sure we're going to see a massive surge now that e-commerce is allowed in an unfettered manner, apart from cigarettes and alcohol, that is.